I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Welcome to the Daily Doctor's Kitchen with me, your host, Dr. Rupi. I'm a medical doctor and cookbook author, and the Daily Doctor's Kitchen is a series of bite-sized nuggets of information all to do with food, nutritional medicine, and healthy living, taken from my main podcast, the Doctor's Kitchen Podcast. And if you want to learn how to eat well every day, check out my free recipes, books, newsletter, and download the app at thedoctorskitchen.com.
In order to explain it to a child, you have to know it absolutely, absolutely, completely, yeah. And like the back of your hand.
Yeah.
And actually, some of the things I thought, oh, do you know, I'm actually not sure.
Yeah.
How does that quite work?
Yeah.
And so I have to then sort of go away and spend a day or two kind of rereading stuff and thinking, oh, yeah, of course.
I find it humbling, actually, when, because my hospital, there's a large focus on teaching medical students, teaching people during their training as well, so everyone have two doctors. It's really humbling when they ask you a very simple question about how something works, and then you think you know in your head, but actually when you try and verbalize it, it heightens to you, oh, actually, I don't understand how that works. And it forces you to go back, do the reading, and then you can see one do and teach one. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah, school, yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And it really does work really well. And I love how illustrated this is. I mean, you know, you don't shy away from things like cytoplasm, cell membrane. And you told me about how you were trying to figure out how to explain blood pressure.
Oh, see, this is the thing. Again, it was so interesting because, you know, I just assumed you could, you know, not to use too long words, but actually basically you could talk about concepts just as you would with an adult.
Yeah.
And of course, I mean, so ignorant of me because what was it? So one of the pages, for example, is on blood vessels.
Yeah.
And the difference between veins and arteries. Mm-hmm. And, you know, one of the main differences, like functional differences, is that the blood is under a lot of pressure in an artery and it's not under so much pressure in a vein, but actually you need to go against gravity. So, you know, this is the issue and you've got the gravity kind of pulling it down, particularly things like your legs. So they're the kind of main differences, and that kind of, you know, they translate into structurally how they're different. So I then tried to explain this, and then wrote this very, I thought, very nice kind of straightforward explanation, sent it off, and straight away my editor sent it back and went, no, because children at that age don't have a concept of pressure.
Yeah.
And I was like, what?
Yeah.
How do you explain pressure without using the concept of pressure?
Pressure,
this is a nightmare.
Yeah.
It's actually very, really, really difficult. And we were, you know, and there was a section on the kind of skeleton and bones. Mm. And what I wanted the children to kind of understand was that bones aren't kind of something boring and static, that they're dynamic and they're constantly changing and they're remodeling all the time. And actually, they're not just to give us support, but also they serve a really important detoxifying sort of feature. And that's, you know, if you have certain chemicals in your body that your body cannot get rid of, then it buries them deep in the bone and kind of like hides them. And, you know, so actually they're incredibly functional and they serve this amazing, you know, purpose in our body. And so then I wrote about this and they were like, no, because the concept of chemicals is too hard for them at this age. And I was like, well, how can I talk about chemicals without using the word chemical?
Yeah, yeah.
It's really hard.
Yeah, and you must have seen so many things like that, like just hitting a wall, like, okay, I've got to go really, really basic. But you know what? Those things that you just mentioned there, I don't think a lot of the adult population would realise. Like, they probably think of bone as something that's solid, something like stone, without realising it's full of vasculature.
Yeah.
It is pivotal to a whole bunch of other processes in our body, calcium metabolism and, you know, homeostasis and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. And I think, you know, I mean, I'm just looking at that page now, the designer jeans, for example. Explaining jeans to kids, come on.
I know. And also, I did, like, as it's in the book, I wrote it like that. So the first kind of couple, I was thinking, you know, what is a cell? And I was thinking, I don't think I even know what a cell is anymore. Yeah, you know, I thought I knew all this stuff and I really don't. But it was actually, yeah, it was really sort of interesting trying to sort of strip it back. And actually, I think it was quite useful for me as a doctor, realising, actually, what words do I use? And I remember a long time ago, I was with a patient and she was describing how she was, you know, very distressed and she had this kind of terminal condition. And, you know, she'd had a heart attack and she was going to die at any point and stuff. And I was looking through the history and I thought, this doesn't quite make sense. Mm. And I was saying to her, like, you know, but you have had a heart attack, but what makes you think that that's you're going to die now? I don't understand. Mm. You know, the cardiologist said you're fine, you've been discharged from hospital. And she said, no, because they kept on saying it was acute. And I said, well, what do you mean? And she said, well, they were saying it's acute. Now, in her mind,
yeah,
this is a woman kind of in her 60s, in her mind, acute meant terminal.
Right.
So it was just a misunderstanding of the word. And I sat thinking, God, all these people, all these doctors have been coming, using this word repeatedly.
Yeah.
And actually, you it's no fault of your own. Actually, they've just been failing to explain properly what that word actually means.
Yeah.
So actually, when I was writing this book, it really sort of helped me think, actually, what words am I using that maybe I'm taking for granted that I know what they mean, but actually they need a proper explanation.
Yeah.
I hope you enjoyed today's Daily Doctor's Kitchen. The Doctor's Kitchen podcast is where I discuss multiple topics around nutritional medicine and well-being with experts and researchers from around the globe. And you can find me on social media at doctors_kitchen. Sign up for free recipes every single week at thedoctorskitchen.com. And don't forget to download the app. I'm Dr. Rupi. Have a beautiful day.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.